This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Alzheimer's Information and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Barbara Cohn, a health writer and certified nutrition educator who offers support to caregivers, guiding them to make healthy food and lifestyle choices. Barbara cared for her husband for a decade before he died from younger onset Alzheimer's disease and is completing a book called One Foot in Heaven, Healing Wisdom for Families Coping with Alzheimer's Disease. Barbara, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what is the number one challenge that caregivers face?
Stress, without a doubt. Statistics show that the stress of caregiving can result in chronic disease for the caregiver and take as many as 10 years off one's life. When we are chronically stressed, the body's fight or flight response gets turned on and forgets to shut itself off. When the body's in a constant state of emergency alert, the adrenal glands, those small walnut-shaped glands that sit on top of your kidneys, get stuck in the on position, and they produce an excess of cortisol, the stress hormone. This can result in sleep problems, weight gain, and other chronic health problems. And additionally, the liver releases too much glucose and fatty acids into the bloodstream. So the excess glucose goes unused, and your body has to produce an enormous amount of insulin to handle it. Eventually, this can result in hypoglycemia, diabetes, weight gain, and the fat that's dumped into your blood also goes unused. Excuse me. So it clogs your arteries, leading to possible cardiovascular disease.
Why did you decide to write a book for families coping with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, now that my husband has passed away, I'm creating lemonade out of lemons in order to help other caregivers. My book is meant to help caregivers reduce stress and to maintain health and a sense of well-being despite the ongoing challenges they face. And as a professional health writer, I had the advantage of researching the myriad modalities to help care partners, which is the term used when speaking of both patient and caregiver, on the Alzheimer's journey. So I felt compelled. This is something I really need to do to help other people.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. So if you don't mind, just briefly tell us about your book.
Well, the title is One Foot in Heaven, Healing Wisdom for Families Coping with Alzheimer's Disease. And it's the first book to include stories from family caregivers, inspirational essays and rituals from spiritual leaders, and 20 chapters on various healing modalities written by experts in their field. My memoir is a thread that runs throughout the book connecting the pieces. I invited other families to contribute to the book because, as the saying goes, once you've seen one Alzheimer's patient, you've seen one. So by presenting different stories, hopefully readers will be able to connect with some of the things that these other families have talked about. Meditation is one of the featured healing modalities. My husband and I were longtime teachers and practitioners of transcendental meditation, also called TM, which Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Oz have featured as a way to improve health and reduce stress. Dr. David Orm Johnson, the world's foremost researcher on TM, contributed a chapter to the book on the benefits of how meditation reduces stress. And Dr. Ed Bowman, founder and director of the Bowman College of Nutrition, has contributed a chapter on how eating well helps reduce stress. And then there are other modalities such as pet therapy, aromatherapy, yoga, art therapy, which give the reader an idea of modalities that can help both the caregiver and the memory loss person. So these modalities work for both.
Today we are speaking with Barbara Cohn, a health writer and certified nutrition educator who offers support to caregivers, guiding them to make healthy food and lifestyle choices. Here on eHealth Radio's Alzheimer's Information and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Barbara, what is your anticipated publication date?
Well, the book will be available next year, and in the meantime, caregivers can find me on examiner.com, where I write a weekly article on Alzheimer's, and on my blog called The Healthy Caregiver Blog, where I share some of the information that will be in my book. And I also Twitter health tips on caregiving and how you can help the memory loss person.
Now, you're a nutrition educator. What are five foods that can help relieve stress?
Well, the first one I'd recommend are dark leafy greens such as kale, Swiss chard, and spinach. They all contain vitamin D, which helps with high levels of stress, and vitamin B, especially folic acid, which is depleted by stress. B vitamins are needed to make serotonin, the neurotransmitter that directly affects mood in a positive way. The second one is wild-caught salmon, which contains magnesium, the mood mineral, and vitamin D, which helps with stress. Number three would be yellow fruits, such as peaches, nectarines, apricots, and cantaloupe, which are in season now. They contain vitamin A, which is important for a healthy immune system. The fourth would be asparagus, which is high in folic acid, another B vitamin, which helps stabilize your mood. And the fifth is cottage cheese, which is high in both protein and calcium. So if you eat that with a fruit that's high in vitamin C, like oranges or strawberries, you're getting the added benefit of vitamin C, the antioxidant that fights free radicals produced by stress and helps support the adrenal glands. And on top of that, it's not a food, but I always try to encourage people to drink a lot of water throughout the day since our bodies and our brains depend on it. And dehydration contributes to foggy thinking and stresses out the body.
Really helpful information. And lastly, what tips can you give for instant stress relief?
Well, probably the easiest one is take a walk. Even something as short as a 10-minute walk can do wonders. Sit down, breathe deeply for 10 minutes, focus on your breath. Get an aromatherapy plug-in diffuser. They're available online. Lavender calms the nerves and uplifts mood. Take a bath with Epsom salts and or aromatherapy essential oils. A fun one is to put on some music in your living room and dance with your care partner. Put on a funny movie. My sure thing to make me laugh is to listen to Jay Leno's headline segment on Tuesday nights. And it's not... Well, the most important thing I have to recommend is to eat within 1 hour of waking up. Eating breakfast is so important. It restores healthy blood sugar levels, which have dropped during the night. So instead of having some cereal with fat-free milk, have a protein and healthy fat, such as an omelet, an avocado, and a piece of whole grain toast. It'll provide you with the energy you need to get through the morning while maintaining a sense of equilibrium.
Excellent ideas. And if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in potential contact with you as well?
Well, there are several ways. One is on my blog, the Healthy Caregiver Blog. And if you Google that, it'll come up. Or you can go to Barbara Cohn. BarbaraCohn. Another way is to look me up on examiner.com. I'm the Denver Alzheimer's expert. And if you Google that, it'll come up. I've written over 50 articles that are posted on that site having to do with dementia, Alzheimer's, and caregiving. And then for my writing, professional writing expertise as a health writer, you can find me at www.cohnwritingsolutions.com.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by. Really helpful information. We've been speaking with Barbara Cohn, a health writer and certified nutrition educator who offers support to caregivers, guiding them to make healthy food and lifestyle choices. And the website of reference, once again, that does it all, it's BarbaraCohn.com. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome, and you're invited to come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Alzheimer's Information and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.